There is one pair of missions that I had to do with some of the Lodishma. I had to do that the coin did the Malika of the Chatos of Lodishma. He had in mind at the time that he did the Malika that it's not a Chatos, it's an Odo or some other corp. Or he had a Machshava that the Chatos should not be for the Baal, it should be for somebody else. Mika Dama of Lodishma. Or when the coin squeezed out the dime of the Kiram is bad, he had a Machshava of Lodishma. The Chatos would be puzzled. As a Machshava of Lodishma by a Chatos puzzles a Corbin, whether the Chatos is a Behema or an oath. The difference between a Korban Behema and a Korban Oath, though, is that by a Korban Behema, there are four avodas in which a Machshava could possibly the Korban, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Holacha, and the Zrika. A Machshava Shlo Lishma by one of those four avodas, by a Chatzis Behema, would possibly the Korban. But by a Chatzis Oath, there's only two avodas in which you can possibly the Korban with a Machshava Ketula, which is the Malika, which corresponds to Shechita by a Behema, and the Mitzvah Hadam, which corresponds to the Zrika by a Behema. But Kabbalah and Holacha you don't have by a Chatzis Oath, so therefore only Machshava Ketula by one of these two avodas, Malika and Mitzvah Adam, would pass a Chatzis Oath. O Lishma, Ushalo Lishma. O Shalo Lishma, Ulishma Ketula. Or if the coin had two Machshavas, Bishat Malika, or Mitzvah Adam, he first had a Machshava Lishma, and then he had a Machshava Shalo Lishma, or vice versa. He first had a Machshava Shalo Lishma, and then he had a Machshava Lishma. In either case, it's possible. Even though he also had a Machshava Lishma, the Machshava Shalo Lishma will cancel the Korban. Ola Ta'ov Shera Uvobad Shlo Also Lebal. If when a coin does a Malika or a Mitzvah Hadam by an Ola Ta'ov, then the Ola Ta'ov is Kasher, but the Baal is not Yotze, his Chov, he would have to bring a different Ola Ta'ov, and that is a din by all Korbanos. Besides a Chatos and a Pesach, then a Machshava Shalo Lishma will not cancel the Korban, but the Baal will not be Yotze, his Chov, with this korban, he would have to bring a different korban in its stead. Echad chatzos o'ov, ve'echad olas o'ov, shamoka, u'shamita dama, le'echal daver shadarko le'echal, lahaktir daver shadarko lahaktir, chutlum komo, pasul ve'en bo kartis. Bang by a chatzos o'ov, or bang by an olas o'ov, they both have the same tin. If the malika or the mitzvah hadam was done by the kohen, with in mind to eat something that's normally eaten, this is referring to chatzos o'ov, which is eaten by the coin, or to be master something that's normally niktar. This is referring to an olasov, as the olasov is burnt on the mizbeach. As a chatzisov, nothing is niktar on the mizbeach, and by olasov, nothing is eaten by the coin. And when the coin was doing either the olasov or the chatzisov, he had in mind a machshava chutz limkomo, then the korban is puzzled. But there is no kari, so that is again, a machshava chutz limkomo will puzzle the korban, but there will not be kari. He had in mind that by an olas ha'ov, then he will be makdir the olas ha'ov out of the azara, or by the chatzos ha'ov, he had in mind that he would eat the chatzos ha'ov out of the azara. In such a case, the korban is puzzled, but there is no kari. Chut uzmano pigo uchayav and a love kari. But if the machshava that the kohen had was the machshava chut uzmano, he had in mind by chatzos ha'ov that he would eat the chatzos after the allotted time for the chatzos after yom belayla, or by the olas ha'ov, he had in mind that he would be makdir the olas ha'ov on the mizbeach after the Yom B'Lailah. In such a case, the korban is pigul, and there is a chiyuv kare for a kohen to eat this korban, as that is a din by a behema, and so too by an oath, that a machshava chutz uzman makes the korban into pigul, and there is a chiyuv kare for eating the korban. When does the machshava chutz uzman make the korban into pigul? That's only if the matir is nikrav to mitzvah, meaning to say that there is no other psul in the korban besides the psul of chutzos ma'al, that the other avodos of the korban was not done with a different psul other than the psul of chutzos ma'al, as the Mishnah goes on to explain. Kesach karev hamatik mitzvah. What's the case in which the matik was nikrak to mitzvah, so that there's no other psul besides the psul of chutzos ma'al, and therefore the olos ha'ov will be pigul. Malak bishtika umitzah adam chutzos ma'al. Oh, shemalak chutzos ma'al umitzah adam bishtika. If the malika was done bishtika, meaning to say it was not done with any psul at all, and then the mitas hadam was done with a psul, machshavas chutz uzmano. So there you have karev hamatik mitzvah, so that there's no other psul, or vice versa. The malika was done with a machshavas chutz uzmano, and the mitas hadam was done bishtika without a psul. Or shemalak u'mitzah hadam chutz uzmano. Or both the malika and the mitas hadam was done with the machshavas chutz uzmano. Zesh a karev hamatik mitzvah. So these three cases is the case of karev hamatik mitzvah. There's no other psul besides the psul of chutz uzmano Kefad lo karav hamatik mitzvato. What would be a case in which the matik would not nikra kemitzvato, that there is another psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano, and therefore the korban will not be pigul. Malach chutz l'mkomo umitra hadam chutz l'zmano. If the kohen does a malika with a machshevet chutz l'mkomo that he had in mind, that he will eat or be makhtir the korban out of the allotted place, out of the azara, and then when he does a mitzvah and hadam, he has in mind that he will eat or be makhtir chutz l'zmano after the allotted time. So there is two psulim over here, the psul chutz l'mkomo and the psul chutz l'zmano. Osha malach chutz l'zmano umitzvah hadam chutz l'mkomo. Or when the kohen did the malika, he had a machshavah chutz l'zmano, and when he did the mitzvah hadam, he had a machshavah chutz l'mkomo. Osha malach umitzvah hadam chutz l'mkomo. Or both by the malika and the mitzvah hadam, he had a machshavah chutz l'mkomo. In such a case, that would not be pigul, as there is another psul besides chutz l'zmano. Chata to'ov shemoka shelo lishma umitzvah dama chutz l'zmano. Chata to'ov, that the malika was done shelo lishma, he had a machshavah shelo lishma by the malika, and the mitzvah hadam was done with the machshavah chutz l'zmano. O shemoka chutz l'zmano umitzvah dama shelo lishma, or vice versa, the malika was done with the machshavah chutz l'zmano, and the mitzvah hadam was done with the machshavah shelo lishma. Osha Malka Umita Dhamma Shalodishma, for both the Malika and the Mitzvah Hadam was done with the Machshava Shalodishma, Zeu Shalokarav HaMatik Mitzvah. This is a case where the Matik was not Nikrav Mitzvah, as there is another Psul besides the Psul of Chutz l'zmano, there's a Psul of Shalodishma. As only by a Hakas would a Psul of Shalodishma take the Korban out of Pigul. As by a Hakas, Shalodishma passes the Korban entirely, so that's not called Karav HaMatik Kimitzvah, as opposed to an olaso, in which the psul shelo lishma does not passel it entirely, as a korban is kosher. Just the bomb is not yosi yidei chavaso, so therefore, if there was a machshava shelo lishma by olas and oak, besides the machshava chutz l'zmano, that would be pigul, as since shelo lishma, the korban is kosher, that's called korban hamater kimitzvah. Lechol kizayis b'chutz, u kizayis l'machem. Kizayis l'machem. If when the Kohen was doing one of the two avodos, either the Malika or the Mitzvah Hadam, he had two Machshavas in mind, one Machshava to eat one Kizayis of the Korban b'chutz out of the Azara, and another Machshava to eat a Kizayis l'macha, that's the Machshavas chutz l'zmano, that he would eat a Kizayis after the allotted time, or vice versa, he had a Machshava first that he would eat a Kizayis l'macha the next day, that's chutz l'zmano, and then he had a Machshava that he would eat a Kizayis b'chutz out of the Azara, that's shelo l'mkomo. In such a case, the korban would not be pigul, as there is another psul here besides the psul of chutz l'zmano. There's a psul of chutz l'mkomo. Kechati zayis b'chutz ukechati zayis l'macha. Kechati zayis l'macha ukechati zayis b'chutz. Pasul ve'en bo karis. If there's a machshava that a half a kizayis he would eat out of the allotted place, out of the azar, and a machshava to eat a half a kizayis l'macha the next day, chutz l'zmano. Or vice versa, a machshava that he would eat a chati zayis the next day, and he would eat a chati zayis out of the allotted place, out of the azar. In such a case, the korban is pasul, but there's no karis, as there is no pigul over here. It's not pigul sin. There's another psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano. Amar Rabbi Yehuda zaklal. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakam, and he says the rule is as follows: in machshavat hazman kadma lemachshavat hamakom pigul b'chayav and alav karis. Being machshavet hamakom, kadma lemachshavet hazman pasul vein bo karis. The chachamim amrim zev zev pasul vein bo karis. Rabbi Yehuda says not all of the above cases do we say that the korban is not pigul. Not every time there is another psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano do we say that the korban is not pigul. It depends on the case. If the machshavet chutz l'zmano preceded the machshavet chutz l'mkomo, in such a case, even though there is another psul besides the psul chutz l'zmano, there's also a psul of chutz l'mkomo, still the korban is pigul, and if somebody eats the korban, he would be chayav karis. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, it all depends on which machshava was first. In the case where the machshavah chutz l'zmano is first, the korban is pigul, even though there is also another psul. But if the machshavah chutz l'mkomo preceded the machshavah chutz l'zmano, in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Tanakhama that the korban would not be pigul, as the machshavah chutz l'zmano came after the Machshavet Chutum Kama, and the Chachamim argue, they say, in either case, it's possible, and there is no Kareth, and the Chachamim hold, any time there is any other Psoil besides the Psoil Chutzus Mano, the Korban is possible, and there is no Kareth, it wouldn't be Pigol in such a case. Lachal Kachati Zayin, Ulahakter Kachati Zayin is Kasher, Shein Achilo Bakhtarim is starving. If when the Kohen was doing one of the two avodas, either the Malika or the Mitzvah Tzedak, he had a machshava to eat a half his zayin out of the Azara Chut Limkom or Chut Lizmano, and to be master half of his zayin Chut Lizmano or Chut Limkom, in such a case the korban is kosher, it's not possible at all. And the machshava for Achila and the machshava for Akhtara is not mistarif to form a kizayis. As a machshava to possible korban has to be a machshava on kizayis worth. And in this case, each machshava was only on half a kizayis, even though together with the two machshavas you have a kizayis, but since the machshava for half a kizayis was on achila, and the machshava for the other half a kizayis was on haktara, in such a case, since it's two different types of machshavas, the two machshavas do not combine to form a kizayis, so therefore, since the machshava was only on half a kizayis, that does not possible the korban at all. The korban is kasha, the bomb is yotzeh, is chov with this korban, and the kohen can eat the korban if it's a chatzah, or if it's an ola, we could burn the korban on the mizbeach. Maseches Vachem, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Chata Ta'ov, Sha'asa Lamata, Kamaisa Chata, Lushen Chata, Shev. A Chata Ta'ov that was done under the Chut HaSikra on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which is the correct way to do a Chata Ta'ov, and all the Atiyas were done in the proper way for a Chata. He cut just one Simen, and he did the Azah, and the Mitzah, and he did it Lushen Chata, he did it Lushma. And the Chata Shalom Lushma is puzzled, as we saw in the previous Mishnah Ksheira, the Chata is Kusher, even though this is rather obvious, as he did everything correctly. We're talking about a case where after he did the mitzvah hadam, he separated the roast from the guf. And we saw in the previous parak that if you separate the roast from the guf by a chatas or ov, it's possible. But it's still kosher in this case, that since he only did that after the mitzvah hadam, and we saw in the previous parak that any change that you make after the mitzvah hadam would not possible the korban. K'maisa chatas, v'shem ola. If he did all the asiyas, like a chatzos. He did everything correctly for the chatzos, but he did it l'shem ola. He did it shelo l'shma. He had a machshava. That is not a chatzos, it's an ola. In such a case, it would be possible. As we saw in the previous mission, a chatzos l'shem ola is possible. K'maisa ola l'shem chatzos. If he did the asiyos like an ola, and he did it l'shem chatzos, that he cut both simanim, or he didn't do the hazaya. He did the asiyos like an ola, even though he did it l'shem chatzos, he did it l'shma, still it's possible, since he did not do the asiyos correctly. K'maisa ola, l'shem ola, psula. Or if he did the asiyos like an ola, and he also did it l'shem ola, he also did it l'shma, then certainly, in this case, it would be possible, as are two things that would pop up this chatzos. A, the asiyos were done like an ola. He didn't cut just one kana, he cut both kana. And also, he did it l'shma. Either one alone would possible, certainly both of them together would possible the chatzos. Also, lamala kamaita kulam psula. If he did the chatzos ha'ov above the chut ha'sikra, and the chatzos ha'ov should be done on the floor of the azar under the chut ha'sikra, and he went on top of the mizbeach and did it above the chut ha'sikra, if he did it kamaita kulam, like the maisa of either one of them, either like a chatzos ha'ov or like an olas ha'ov, in either case, it's possible. And even if he did the asiyos like a chatzos, but since he did it lamala from the chut ha'sikra, it would not help that the asiyos were like a chatas, it would still be puzzle, as a chatas has to be done lamata, while an ola is done lamala.